This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Face to the Wind, the author Jennifer Bedsole. Jennifer was born in Massachusetts. She began her collegiate journey at the University of Tampa and immediately fell in love with the South. Upon returning to Massachusetts, she continued her education with a focus on writing. In 2004, she became pregnant and felt inspired to write her first novel, this book, Face to the Wind, finishing her manuscript prior to her son's birth. Publication had always been a dream that seemed out of reach as life continued at full speed. In 2013, she ventured to North Carolina, where a man in uniform and a maroon beret stole her heart. They married, blended their children, and then had two together, growing into a family of eight. They moved to a farm in Slocum, Alabama, after her husband's military retirement. Jennifer is finally in her last year of college at Troy University, and 18 years later, her dream of publication has finally come to fruition with this book, Face to the Wind. Happy to have Jennifer Bedsole join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Jennifer, welcome to this program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to write this novel way back when?
Yeah, so when I decided to write Face to the Wind, I was pregnant with my first child, 24 years old, and I picked up a novel by Nora Roberts called Lawless. It's a historical romance set in the Old West. I immediately fell deep into the story. I connected with the characters, their emotions. I mean, I did not want to put it down. I was literally a fly on the wall in that book. And it sparked something inside of me. Emotions in and of themselves are a motivation to me. I like to feel something that is essentially intangible, but, you know, so undeniably real, you know, like pure happiness or laugh out loud joy, inner peace that brings comfort, and even the satisfaction that comes with releasing anger with a scream when no one's around. I mean, even, you know, in mourning, there is something deep to be felt in sadness. And love, to me, is the greatest of emotions. Anyway, after finishing Lawless, I had about 8 more months left on my hands before my baby was born. And I wanted to write something that could make readers feel connected with emotions. I feel like it can be therapeutic to get lost in a fictional world that just feels real. Like a place that, you know, is capable of switching the gears of your mind and allows you to become a part of a journey that belongs to someone else, but feels fulfilling and adventurous and sort of breaks you away from the cycle of a mundane life. So sometimes putting down your own story, which is your daily life, and picking up someone else's chapter in a fictional world can be inspiring. It's relieving and healing and motivational, and it can give you a second wind, something to look forward to after a long day or an overwhelming or even underwhelming event. It, you know, can refresh you to come back to your own life with insight and inspiration. So it's freeing. I wanted to give that to people, the ability to dream and relate and feel connected. Instead of reading about it in other novels, I thought, hey, I can do that. I can create my own world with my own characters, my own journey. I had so much emotion inside of me and so much inspiration and motivation. I had to get it out. So I did. Giving something to an audience that makes them feel moved in some deep and magical way is what truly inspired me.
Face to the Wind, Jennifer, is a love story. It's set in the Lower East Side of Manhattan in 1923. Why the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and why that time period?
Well, something about the 1920s just seems absolutely magical to me. It gets me excited. Flappers, gangsters, prohibition, speakeasies, newsboys, the lingo, the garb, the jazz, like all of it. And I mean, although it was a coming of age time, it still embodied a sense of innocence in its originality and evolution from the prior errors. It was a pivotal time. Times were changing, and so were my characters, and it just seemed like an appropriate marriage of setting and characters. Something about old New York with the cobbled roads and rooftops, docks and porticos felt like a perfect time and place for my story. And the research was so fun, so interesting and inspiring. So I went with it.
What was the research process like for you for this book?
It was really fun, really interesting. I'm actually looking at this book that I got way back called The Jazz Age, The 20s, Our American Century. And it's more of like a picture book with articles about the way they dressed, the way they talked, what was happening during the times. And it just kind of helped me with my characterization, and just seeing the pictures got me to, you know, get my descriptions on point. And I researched things like boxing, because there's some boxing and you know, speakeasies and some gangster stuff in there, and fishing. So I had to research boats and fishing vessels, and just even the way the houses were built and what the rooms looked like and the way they dressed and spoke. So it was pretty extensive, but pretty fun. And it wasn't as easy as I would say it is nowadays because of, you know, the internet being so much bigger. I had a lot of books on hand and some internet, but it was fun. I just kind of wrote everything down in a notebook, and then I had a laptop that I wrote other things in, and I just pieced it all together, and it just came together.
Chatting with Jennifer Bedsole here on Speaking of Writers, the book is Face to the Wind. It is available at writersrepublic.com, also amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. I want to talk to you about the characters a little bit. You have dual protagonists in this book. How did you create them?
Well, I had them in my head. The whole story was in my head from beginning to end before I even got it down on paper. I just had to fill in, you know, the spaces. And the characters, I would take time walking during the day, or, you know, just doing my normal chores, and I would think about these characters and how I would want them to be if I knew them. It, you know, I wanted to follow not just one protagonist, the heroine. I wanted to kind of flip back and forth without too much head hopping. So I kind of broke the chapters, and even within the chapters, kind of have little pause breaks between each, you know, protagonist. It starts off with the heroine, and then, you know, it'll go to the life of the hero, and it just kind of follows both of their lives throughout the story, and then they meet somewhere in the middle, and everything just comes together between them. But I feel like I really knew them. I wanted them to be people that people could relate to and make them unique in the same aspect. So I just kind of pulled them from somewhere in my mind, and it was fun.
Did you always want to become a writer? And part two to that question is, why did it take you so long to publish 18 years?
Yes. Well, life happened. You know, the baby was born, work, school, and then the next baby and everything in between. And it all just kept happening so fast that my priorities were to basically just get through the hustle and bustle and hope for a few moments to relax at the end of a day. So my manuscript went in a box and on the shelf for many years, until one day I realized life isn't going to slow down anytime soon. So my husband encouraged me to publish, and I made time. And yes, I have always enjoyed writing since I was little. Poetry and essays, short stories. I did some journalism in high school, but I had always really had it in me, I feel, that I wanted to share, you know, a novel-length story. So it was very exciting for me to get that out in 8 months, even though it took 18 years to publish.
We're talking to Jennifer Bedsole here on Speaking of Writers. Her new novel is Face to the Wind. So will you continue writing romance?
I I am not against other genres, but love stories with some drama and action, you know, some adventure interest me most and get my creative thoughts flowing. So if my writing happens to follow a certain formula and falls under the genre of romance, I am all for it. Absolutely. Yes.
And do you use an outline, and did you use an outline for this book, or did you let the story unfold as you were writing it?
It was a little bit of a mixture of the two. I got the bones down, you know. I did have the story in my head from beginning to end. I just needed to fill it in. I knew how I wanted it to go. I knew what I wanted to, you know, emphasize on you know, my climax. It was all there. I would jot things down in a notebook and then go back and fill them in. So it wasn't your typical outline, I guess, of, you know, when you're writing something major. But it was mostly a mixture of the two. I had notes, sticky notes everywhere, you know, my notebook all scribbled on. But it was mostly in my head. And I feel like I knew the characters and the story so well that it just came a little bit easier for me when I was writing it, because I already knew what I wanted to happen. It was more about grammar and wording and stuff for me. So I'm grateful for that.
Are you working on another book? And if so, can you give us a sneak peek into what it's about?
Yes, I am actually working on something now, and I'm very excited about it. It's a different time period, different location. There is a love story involved, lots of drama and action. I do have it all mapped out in my head, like my first one, so I'm just sort of filling in the spaces and putting some meat on the bones. But it is different. It's going to be more modern, and I have spent lots of time in the South now, about almost 10 years since I met my husband and we moved down to Slocum. So I am learning a lot about being on a farm, and it's a different life down here. So I feel like I have a good story in me that kind of switches gears from, you know, the 1920s city to something more out in the country and a little bit more relevant to the times. But life is still at full speed, so I won't make people wait another 20 years for this one, though.
Well, the one out now, her first one, is Face to the Wind. The author is Jennifer Bedsole. It is available at writersrepublic.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And this is Speaking of Writers.